Okay, it's good to have on BPN Radio on this Monday one of my spiritual grandsons, Dustin Smith, who is also the spokesperson for Young Preachers International, a group of young preachers that I founded earlier this year. And Dustin is the youth pastor at Church of All Nations in Boca Raton, Florida. Dustin, are you there on the telephone?
I am here.
Hey, it's good to have you. And I'm so thankful that God is at work among the youth of this nation. And I know that the Holy Spirit put in my heart at the beginning of the year to have a preaching competition. There's a lot of Christian leaders that did not quite understand that, but you were a part of the preaching competition and one of the finalists there, and you are an incredible preacher. And so today we are going to pray that God will bring young people out of obscurity to preach to their generation. So tell us a little bit about yourself, and then we're going to talk about youth.
My name is Dustin Smith. I'm from Boca Raton, Florida. I'm 20 years old. I'm the youth pastor here at Church of All Nations. I've been here for about 3 months, and I got to visit and meet you back earlier in the summer of this year for the preaching competition, and since then, you've helped grow me and encourage me and inspire me to do more. So that's a little summary about myself.
I know you've had some challenges growing up. You might just want to share a little bit about that.
Okay. You want me to share a little bit about that?
Yeah.
Well, I grew up in a household, not a Christian household. I grew up in a family with a dad who was an alcoholic and other things. And there's times where cops would have to come to my doorstep, and I had to see my dad get put in handcuffs and many other difficult things in life. And when I was in high school, my dad took his life. When I was a freshman in high school, I was my first year in public school. I was in private school for all of middle school, which is when my parents got divorced, when I was in middle school. And in high school, went to public high school, my dad took his life, and that sort of hurt me in my Christian walk and in my faith. And I went a little bit downhill in high school, and I started playing baseball and hanging out with a little bit of the wrong crowd, so to say. And end of my junior year of high school, I was in a bad car accident. Tore my whole shoulder, had to get reconstructive surgery on my shoulder, and I was told I'd never be able to play baseball again. And that's when I realized that God was taking me in a different direction in my life, and he had different plans for my life than what I had. And sometimes in life, we have our own plans for our life, but God has something different. And that's when we need to follow him and obey what he wants for our life. So that's some of the challenges I went through in the last few years.
Well, you've had some difficult challenges in your life. And I know that you certainly had an occasion to be rebellious, to be bitter, but you refuse to be bitter. You're just getting better, and God is using you in a great way. And I know there's a lot of young people out there that may be listening on this broadcast or on this Monday that they've had some, you know, when you go through the divorce of your mom and dad, and then your dad taking his life, and then you have a promising baseball career, you know, from prospects playing for major universities, and all of that happening, and then you refuse to do that. And so I know that young people make choices in life, don't they?
That's right.
Well, but you've chosen to be to follow God, to be a preacher, and at 20 years old, you are, I must declare, an incredible preacher. And I'm so thankful that you are a part of Young Preachers International, and that you participated in the preaching competition. Now you've become a spokesperson for YPI. And if you're a young person out there listening, then you can be a part of YPI. What is YPI, Dustin?
YPI is Young Preachers International. And what we're trying to do is we're trying to find the young people who want to come out of obscurity and preach the good news to everyone that's around them, whether they're in public, whether they're in their school, wherever they're at. And I think young people have the biggest mission field. I know that a lot of times we like to go on missions trips out of the country, out of the state, out of the city, and go somewhere else. But I think young people have the biggest mission field, which is in their schools. And I think if we get enough young people to sign up for YMPI and to preach the good news in their schools, I think we'll see revival in our nation and in our world real fast. Because I think the mission, the biggest mission field in all of America and all of the world is schools. And so I think if we get enough young people to sign up for YPI and get excited to preach the good news, then we can see a revival in our nation real quick.
I believe that. And I know that that people can, young people can be a part of Young Preachers International in America, anywhere in the world, because we had young preachers in the preaching competition from Scotland, from Guatemala, and other places as well as America. So I know that if you want to be a part of YPI, you can go to youngpreachers.net, youngpreachers.net. Check out the website. And I know that you are involved in the schools. You're involved in athletics. Tell us a little bit about what's happening in the schools.
In the school system, we are seeing a lot of salvations, a lot of kids getting to know Christ. And basically what we do is we just go into the public school system, and through an organization called First Priority here in South Florida, and it's a bunch of different churches and a bunch of different youth pastors, and we basically map out what we want to do, and we get youth pastors in schools all across South Florida, all the way from Key West up all the way until West Palm Beach, so a huge area. And we get people to go into the school systems, and we basically just give the gospel message, and we help equip them and train them and disciple them, get them plugged into youth groups, get them plugged into churches. And we've seen major responses from it through students. I think last year there were 1,000 and something salvations in the public schools in South Florida. So in the public schools, what I was saying earlier, if we just get young people also to come out of obscurity and preach in their schools, we can see even more lives changed, more people discipled, because that's 1,000 people just from a youth pastor going in there once a week. So I can only imagine if we had enough young people sign up for YPI in the schools every single day, how much revival we could see in the school system.
Well, I believe that, and I believe that the key is not old people preaching to young people, but young people preaching to young people. And so
that's right.
We know that it's a peer thing, and I just want to provide an opportunity for young people to have an expression and to be able to share their testimony, share what's in their heart, and just give them the opportunity to do that. And so I know that the hand of God is upon you, and I know that you are agreeing with me for revival all across America among young people in junior high, high school, college, and university campuses, correct?
Yes, sir.
Well, I want you to say a prayer for young people today. And help me call for some young people to preach to their generation, to declare the gospel to their generation, because we know this is where Satan is really, really using much of his artillery is against the youth of our nation today. So, Dustin, you pray, and I'll set myself in agreement, and other people that are listening today here on BPN Radio, they will agree with you.
All right. Thank you, Lord, for this day. We thank you for this time that we have to come together in agreement for the youth of our nation, Father. We pray for revival across this nation, Father, across this world, among the young people. We pray that young people will come up out of obscurity, Lord God, and preach to their generation, Lord God. I believe that there will be miracles, signs, and wonders all across this world, Father, with the youth. Pray that youth will rise up, Lord God, in the middle of grocery markets. I pray that youth will rise up in the middle of their schools. I pray that youth will rise up in the middle of their families. I believe that youth will rise up in the middle of situations. And we just pray, Father, that the youth this generation will stand up and rise up, Lord God, and make a difference in this world. We pray for every youth right now, Lord God, that doesn't know you, for you to start molding their heart now, Father, for them to be open, Lord God, for them to see who you really are and what you really can do. We thank you for all that you have done in our lives. We thank you for what you're going to do in the lives of the youth in this nation. We thank you for what you're going to do in the lives of the youth of this world. And we pray right now for every pastor that is listening, for every youth pastor that is listening, for every parent that is listening, for every youth that is listening, Lord God. We pray for every pastor right now, Lord God, that the youth in their church will rise up. We pray for every youth pastor, Lord God, that the youth in their youth ministry will rise up, Lord God. They'll be able to disciple them. We pray for every youth that is listening right now, Father, that you will speak to them to rise up, Lord God. Give them that fire in their heart, Father, to rise up for you. We pray for every parent, Lord God, that is listening right now, for their child that they have in their house, Lord God, for them to rise up, Father, for them to be great parents, Father, to raise them in you, Father. We pray for everything else that you are doing. We thank you for what you have done and what you're going to do in the youth of this nation. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
I set myself in agreement with you, Dustin, and thank you for being on the broadcast today. Dustin Smith, youth pastor at Church of All Nations in Boca Raton, Florida, one of my spiritual grandsons. I'm very proud of him. Very proud of you, Dustin. Thank you so much. And I trust that people will go to our website, youngpreachers.net. That's youngpreachers.net. Thank you, Dustin.
They have to.
Yeah.
I'll find them. I'm just kidding.
Okay. Love you.
Love you too, Pastor Dale.
Bye-bye.